Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin with the less remembered one hit wonder highlights of the year the Beatles broke big, 1964. First, we're getting some geek speak. In a dusty corner of the Doctor Who production offices, there's a case marked "In Case of Emergency, Break Glass," and inside is the man who proved you could believe a man/woman can fly through time and space. The glass has been broken, as it was announced Russell T. Davis will return as Doctor Who showrunner for the 60th anniversary in 2023 and beyond. Along with he's bringing Bad Wolf, the production company founded by former Who exec producers Jane Trainor and Julie Gardner, who've gone on to great success with his Dark Materials and Industry. The year is 2021, the place Babylon 5. The Hollywood Reporter broke that the CW has brought back creator J. Michael Straczynski to develop a reboot of the cult classic groundbreaking sci-fi serial drama. One Age of Nolan ends, another begins. The Hollywood Reporter broke that Universal has landed Christopher Nolan's untitled next film, focusing on Robert Oppenheimer, following his rancorous departure from Warner Brothers. Turns out the King has one more story left to tell, as Mile High Comics president and CEO Chuck Rosowski announced in his newsletter he's found a manuscript of comics legend Jack Kirby's unpublished novel, The Horde. He explained several years ago he bought a massive archive sold by a retiring comics executive and only recently found the treasure due to a health crisis and forced break. Rosowski says that while he hopes to get it published, he's turning it over to the Kirby estate as his only right. As one version of Supergirl makes her final flight on TV, another prepares to take off. That hashtag show broke that HBO Max is developing a series starring Sasha Colley's version of the character who will be introduced in the Flash movie. Over in the hilariously nastier corner of the superhero world, THR confirms Amazon has handed a series order for The Boys' untitled spinoff, which will focus on Vought International's superhero college where aspiring capes push their boundaries to the limit in the quest to land a good city-protecting contract. For the honor of Grayskull, I am live-action She-Ra. Variety announced that DreamWorks Animation is in the early stages of developing a live-action series of He-Man's sister to follow the recently wrapped acclaimed animated reboot. Our first set of 1964 one-hitters begins with the first of the Beatlemania cash-ins, We Love You Beatles by the Carefrees.
We love you, Ringo. Oh, yes, we do. bird, pretty bird, cause the bird is a word. And who's a dog, dirty dog, like a daddy frog. And do a shake, milkshake, like a hairy ape. I say the jai, jai, jugga, jugga, crum, jigga, ga, ga.
Jai, jai, jugga, jugga, crum, jigga, ga, ga.
Come on, come on, come on, pretty baby. Come on, come on, shake it like a crazy. Come on, come on, come on, pretty baby, yeah. Blow your top and now you slop, flip flop, and you shake your mop like a frog on a log to the shaggy dog. And say the die, 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 die,
die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, come on, come on, come on, pretty baby, yeah.
Response, We Love You Beatles by the Carefree started that set, peaking at number 39 on the Billboard charts on April 11th, 1964. After that was the original Earl Jean recording of I'm Into Something Good, the Carole King co-written song later made famous by Herman's Hermits, made it to number 38 on August 8th. Last on that block was Mickey Lee Lane with Shaggy Dog, also making it to number 38, but on November 28th. Recognizing the need to build up that IP catalog, Netflix announced they purchased the Roald Dahl Story Co., which manages the stories and characters of the legendary author and is building on a partnership made several years ago for animated projects based on Matilda the Musical and a Taika Waititi-headed Chocolate Factory reboot. Unrelated to this is Warner Brothers' plan to prequelize the story of that factory's owner, THR reporting Keegan-Michael Key in an unspecified role opposite Timothy Chalamet in Wonka, slated to be directed by Paddington auteur Paul King. Bryce Dallas Howard is stretching her legs into the directing realm like her dad before her, following up her episodes of The Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett with her first feature, A New Flight for the Navigator. Deadline broke she'll helm Disney Plus's gender flip reboot of their 1986 family sci-fi film Flight of the Navigator. The original had a young boy who accidentally disappears for 8 years after he boards a spaceship manned by a computer voiced by Paul Reubens. That long-threatened sequel to Twins is back on track, Deadline announcing that Tracy Morgan will step in for the schedule-conflicted Eddie Murphy to play the lost second brother of returning duo Schwarzenegger and DeVito in Triplets. Speaking of Arnie, surprise, Eraser reboot. Turns out Eraser Reborn, a direct-to-VOD reboot with Mortal Instruments and Penny Dreadful star Dominic Sherwood taking over the former Governator's role as a U.S. Marshal helps witnesses fake their deaths, has been completed and is scheduled for release next spring. But Sony Screen Gems and Will Smith's Westbrook Studios are looking towards summertime. The Wrap reporting a film musical based on Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince's last anthemic hit is in development and slated to be Blackish producer Peter Saji's directorial debut. Variety confirms that after taking flight as the new Sentinel of Liberty, Anthony Mackie's getting twisted. Metal, that is, as the Hurt Locker and MCU alum will star in Zombieland / Deadpool duo Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick's action comedy take on the popular post-apocalyptic racing game series Twisted Metal. Frank Grillo's been popping up quite a bit in What If as his Hydra hailing character, but he's also popping back in to deliver some Purge justice. On the Playlist podcast, he confirmed that, of course, the franchise isn't ending with the recently acclaimed fifth installment, Forever Purge. Director James DeMonaco had already admitted he had an idea for a sixth film, and Grillo revealed he'll be back in it as his character from the second and third installments. Cry again, little sister. Finally, Warner's has finally given up Ghost of trying to turn Lost Boys into a CW show. I'll admit I was a little intrigued by the original plan for a decade-by-decade prequel premise that they rejected, and have tapped Static Shock scripter Randy McKinnon, and I am not okay with this producer-slash-director Jonathan Entwistle to direct Noah Hupe of A Quiet Place and Jaden Martell from It in a reimagining of the 80s teen horror classic. Now we get our first rush of the Halloween season, starting with this set, as we hear no relation Jumpin' Gene Simmons sing about his haunted house.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. On a hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. Yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
Second set began with Haunted House by Jumpin' Gene Simmons, going up to number 11 on September 26th chart in 1964. That was followed by The Pyramid's Penetration, an instrumental that on March 14th hit number 18. And we conclude with Sammy Kay and his orchestra's version of Henry Mancini's main theme from Charade, peaking on May 9th in the number 36 slot. The internet broke last week as video game and animation fans' fears were confirmed with the cast announcement for Illumination's Super Mario Bros. Animated movie. Saving the breaking straw for last, the star-studded go-to-hell professional voice actors, as usual, includes Anna Taylor-Joy as Peach, Charlie Day as Luigi, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, and Chris Pratt as Mario. Because it's not like live-action runner-up and day co-star Danny DeVito is standing right there. The Guardians and Park and Rec star has promised he'll nail it, but he's got an uphill climb against the general loathing Illumination brings out in Toon fans, to the point I believe the at worst a 7 out of 10 past recommended Addams Family animated movie is only hated because of their hands in that. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are rolling in it, as following news they're buying the Casa Bonita restaurant, Paramount announced a $900 million deal to not only renew South Park for 5 more seasons on Comedy Central, but produce 14 Paramount Plus exclusive South Park movies, two of which may hit the service before year's end. Mrs. Frisbee's journey into the world of Nim may get a new dramatization, as Deadline reports Fox and Orion have given a script commitment for an animated series adapting Robert C. O'Brien's Rats of Nim novel trilogy, previously adapted into the classic 1982 Ralph Bakshi film. That troublesome orange cat from the Funny Papers is set to make another go at film and TV stardom, but not the one that hates Mondays. Hollywood Reporter broke that Legendary has made a deal to bring Heathcliff to the big screen and return him to television. Current writer Peter Gallagher, nephew of creator George Gately Gallagher, will oversee both projects with Alvin and the Chipmunks producer Steve Waterman. Oh, and guess what? He ain't a ripoff. I either just found out or relearned that the original comic strip debuted in 1973, 5 years before Garfield's nationwide debut, and two after its origins as a local comic named John. Include breakout character Garbage Ape and I'm There. Adventure Time's journey through distant lands is over, but Fiona and Cake's adventures have just begun. HBO Max announced the gender-flipped Alterniversal duo will get their own show next. A more underrated Cartoon Network staple is coming back big. TV Line reporting work has begun on The Amazing World of Gumball, the movie, which will hit HBO Max and Cartoon Network in the future, quickly followed by a new series returning audiences to the surreal adventures of the Watterson family. Going in the second half, here's Tommy Tucker's High Heel Sneakers.
and with some boxing gloves, in case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your weak hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your weak hat on your head. I'm pretty sure I'm baby, all you know, you know you're gonna knock him dead.
Geek One Hitters continues on WGXC. We just heard Selfish One by Jackie Ross, which peaked at number 11 on September 5th, 1964's charts. Before that was The Tams asking What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am, which broke into the top 10 on February 22 at number 9. And we started with March 21st, number 11 hit High Heel Sneakers by Tommy Tucker. The penultimate set today begins with a visit to the Cartwright Ranch. Here's Lorne Greene's Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo. One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Well, hello there, my, it's been a long time. How am I doing? You really want to know? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems like it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can slip right on away. I want to ask you a question. Is it all right? How's your new love? I wonder, can you truthfully say he's doing fine? You know, I heard something the other day. I heard you told him that you were gonna love him till the end of time. Well, that's the same thing that you told me. It seemed like just the other day. Ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can just slip right on away. I hate to leave you, baby, but I've gotta go now. Oh, I guess I'll see you somewhere around. But here's one thing you just can't tell. You don't know when, though. You never can tell when Joe Hinton will come back in town. But here's what I want you to do. Oh, please remember what I told you. That in time, you're gonna pay. Ain't it funny? It's funny how time slips away.
We'll sing in the sunshine. Say,
we sang in the sunshine. You know we laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine.
Then she went on away.
That was Gail Garnett's Grammy-winning hit, We'll Sing in the Sunshine, which hit number 4 on October 17th. Prior to that was Joe Hinton's rendition of the Willie Nelson penned standard Funny How Time Slips Away, that making it to number 13 on October 10th, 1964. It all started with Ringo, December 5th's number 1 hit by actor Lorne Greene. Today's closing set of covers is an all-star affair, starting with a live 1964 recording of the Beatles performing the Hippie Hippie Shake, the Chan Romero 1959 Aussie hit that was popularized by Swingin' Blue Jeans hit cover from that year.
guess some fool might wanna fight. Cause you know you're gonna knock him dead.
Just heard the Ramones cover of the Riviera's number 5 peaking 1964 hit California Sun, preceded by the Rolling Stones 1964 recording of High Heel Sneakers. Before that was Amy Winehouse's redefining take on the Astrid Gilbert standard The Girl from Ipanema, and it all started with the Beatles' live cover of the Hippie Hippie Shake. Thanks for listening. Catch me on next week's Singularity on Thursday at 7 p.m. on this station. And I'll be back live at Hilo in 2 Tuesdays for this year's first Halloween installment of Forgotten Geek. Stay safe and have a good day as we go out with John Carpenter and Alan Haller's Chariot of Pumpkins from Halloween 3, the extended version.